We now turn to somebody who is with us and is 104 years of age. In fact, they've been sitting side by side. Two people who between them are 206 years of age. It's been wonderful to hear their jokes about Gladstone and Disraeli. This lady, Christian Lamb, she's one of the last surviving planners of D-Day. Think about that. This woman you're going to meet now painstakingly created detailed maps to guide the crews of the landing craft that ferried the men to the Normandy beaches. She gave up a place at Oxford University, deliberately, in order to help the war effort. She became a Wren rating in 1939 and was at Wren HQ when the Blitz was raging above. She survived a few near misses. Officer training followed at Greenwich. She was then posted to Belfast Castle. She met Lieutenant Commander John Lamb, DSC, at a party. They became engaged. And then she had the agonizing experience of overseeing a convoy in her operations room just as a U-boat, Wolf Pack, surrounded HMS Oribie, which was her husband's destroyer. Thank God his destroyer rammed a U-boat and made it safely to America. They married in 1943. Her story is completely remarkable. It would be 40 years before they could talk about the work that they did when she was at Combined Operations HQ, landing craft and bases under Admiral Horan in Whitehall, not far from here in Richmond House. 40 years before anybody talked about it. It was 80 years before she received any recognition for her work. She is somebody who should have been recognized years ago, and she is being recognized now. She made her first trip this year, this is the 80th anniversary of D-Day, her first trip to the Normandy coastline that she had mapped 80 years ago. I'm pleased to say that President Macron gave her France's highest order of merit, the Légion d'honneur. This Remembrance Sunday, only a week or so ago, she was the oldest of the 11 World War II veterans there, and she was at the front of the Wren's column. So you can see that this is a truly remarkable person. To mark her 103rd birthday, she recreated a 1943 flight she had taken in a two-seater monoplane with open cockpits. Isn't that extraordinary? She is remarkable. She said on that occasion, "I was disappointed that we didn't loop the loop this time." Here to loop the loop with us, would you please salute our oldie D-Day mastermind, Christian Lamb.
Thank you. It is remarkable recount of what I've done and what done and so on and so forth. But how marvellous all the people here are, the wonderful people who have done so much and made interesting everything for everybody. Whereas here, all we do is be deafened by the fanatic noise which happens. But even so, I've heard the most marvellous recounts of everything and so enjoyed it. And thank you very, very much for your polite and remarks about me.
Well done.